Listening part 3. You will hear someone talking. You will hear the person twice. Complete the information. Write short answers of 1 to 5 words.
The Pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood was a secret society started by a group of artists, poets, and critics. It was founded in 1848 by 3 young painters: William Holman Hunt, John Everett Millais, and Dante Gabriel Rossetti. They were all under the age of 25. Their name resulted from their intention to change the way art was taught at the time, particularly by the influential Royal Academy of Arts. Teachers introduced the work of the Renaissance artist Raphael and encouraged their pupils to copy his classical images, which had nothing to do with the real world. The PRB, as it later became known, wanted to copy nature and paint landscapes and people as they actually were. They only painted what they saw. They wanted to show the natural world by using intense and vivid colours. A good example of how the members of the Brotherhood were determined to show the natural environment as closely as they could can be seen in the painting Ophelia by John Everett Millais. The picture comes from a scene in Hamlet, a play by William Shakespeare, where Ophelia is singing while floating in a river. Millais painted the landscape first. He chose a place in the countryside outside London and spent sometimes 11 hours a day over a 5-month period in order to capture the scene, showing the flowers and plants on the riverbanks in great detail. He had to endure being bitten by flies during the summer and being freezing cold in the winter. After the landscape was finished, he painted Ophelia herself. He used an artist's model and instructed her to lie fully clothed in a bathtub in his studio. He made her stay in the water for several hours, and as a result, she caught a severe cold. Her father later demanded that Millais should pay for his daughter to receive medical treatment. The picture, when it was finally finished, was so realistic it looked almost like a photograph. When the painting was first shown to the public in 1852, it was not a great success and was criticized in newspapers and magazines. It later became hugely popular and helped Millais become extremely well known. Some people believe that this was a reason why he later stopped following the strict rules of painting he first believed in and started to paint the types of pictures he knew would sell for a lot of money. The Pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood was a secret society started by a group of artists, poets, and critics. It was founded in 1848 by 3 young painters: William Holman Hunt, John Everett Millais, and Dante Gabriel Rossetti. They were all under the age of 25. Their name resulted from their intention to change the way art was taught at the time, particularly by the influential Royal Academy of Arts. Teachers introduced the work of the Renaissance artist Raphael and encouraged their pupils to copy his classical images, which had nothing to do with the real world. The PRB, as it later became known, wanted to copy nature and paint landscapes and people as they actually were. They only painted what they saw. They wanted to show the natural world by using intense and vivid colours. A good example of how the members of the Brotherhood were determined to show the natural environment as closely as they could can be seen in the painting Ophelia by John Everett Millais. The picture comes from a scene in Hamlet, a play by William Shakespeare, where Ophelia is singing while floating in a river. Millais painted the landscape first. He chose a place in the countryside outside London and spent sometimes 11 hours a day over a five-month period in order to capture the scene, showing the flowers and plants on the riverbanks in great detail. He had to endure being bitten by flies during the summer and being freezing cold in the winter. After the landscape was finished, he painted Ophelia herself. He used an artist's model and instructed her to lie fully clothed in a bathtub in his studio. He made her stay in the water for several hours, and as a result, she caught a severe cold. Her father later demanded that Millais should pay for his daughter to receive medical treatment. The picture, when it was finally finished, was so realistic it looked almost like a photograph. When the painting was first shown to the public in 1852, it was not a great success and was criticized in newspapers and magazines. It later became hugely popular and helped Millais become extremely well known. Some people believe that this was a reason why he later stopped following the strict rules of painting he first believed in and started to paint the types of pictures he knew would sell for a lot of money.
You now have 30 seconds to read through and check your answers. That is the end of part 3.